So joining us in studio now, Lynn Harrison. Thank you so much again, Lynn, as always, for coming in.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
I said off the top
Kate.
Said off the top of the show, or actually Kate said off the top of the show, that we are so blessed in so many ways to have you here as our weekly troubadour and songwriter.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
but we're especially blessed on weeks like this week, because there's no avoiding Virginia Tech, and there's no avoiding those kinds of an issue, and it would just be doing a disservice to our listeners and to the issues, just to this show, if we just, you know, bypass these things. But it takes a special skill and touch to be able to pull off a song like that
in a week like
this. And we haven't even heard the song, but
you're assuming it's good.
Know that you're going to do it.
Thank you.
So it's been a week that's unfortunately we did focus a lot on genocide this week.
Well, it was, you know, as a songwriter, the thing is, I deal with issues like this through song and poetry of lyrics. And I find that, in fact, that's the way I process information. So I appreciated the opportunity to look this event square in the eye by writing a song about it, because, you know, it would also be tempting to look away, you know, to take the easy route and write a funny song about something else, because you did cover some other interesting stories, of course. But yes, there are times when you need to step up, and certainly you stepped up this week as broadcasters to look at the issue and think of ways you could cover it that were not being covered by other people in the media. I thought you did a really great job of that. And I also thought it was remarkable how the story, the Virginia Tech story, dovetailed with the genocide stories. It caused us to look at these issues in a larger frame. And then you had Barbara Coloroso, who did bring these issues into larger context. Yes, it's about gun control, and it's about dealing with the alienation and victimization that's in society. So it's a pretty remarkable week.
Yeah, and Barbara Coloroso was amazing yesterday, the way that she makes that connection between bullying and genocide. What an incredible woman she is.
Yeah, no, I thought she was extremely articulate and exactly the right sort of person to be commenting on this. There were so many good questions raised. You know, you had students on who were saying, how can we protect ourselves? How can we be safer on campus? I thought that was an extremely relevant angle for you to take. And also, again, looking at the wider world issues, it was very thought-provoking. So I tried to take some of those questions and not necessarily provide answers, but shed some light on the questions that we need to continue to ask.
And Kate, I'm just curious from your perspective, the question that we asked, and you weren't here for those particular shows that we did in the middle of the week. You're here on Monday and Friday, and this all happened in between. Mm-hmm. The University of Toronto, you're a student over here. Do you think that you should be more prepared as a student to know if there's a gunman in your midst?
That's a tough question. I think University of Toronto is unique, or at least in comparison to Virginia Tech, from my knowledge of it, in that we're right in the center of the city. Our campus is the city. People that walk through the streets aren't just students, they're just the public. So it puts a different perspective on it. I think that hopefully that word would spread faster if something was to happen, that we would have more awareness of it. Doesn't mean that anything is going to be saved or solved, or that, you know, that's going to prevent anyone from getting injured. It's a tricky situation.
Indeed. There's no easy answers to any of this, of course, and I'm not trying to pretend that there are any easy answers, but I think Steve Birick yesterday in our roundtable discussion made a very good point in that, if we do have the ability to identify potential people who might do something like that, we do need to try to deal with it in a compassionate way.
That's right.
And take a very compassionate and gentle approach with it, but we do need to do it. But do it in a very compassionate and gentle way. And I think that was an excellent point that he brought up yesterday.
And we need to be aware of these people really early. And the story in the Globe and Mail today goes back to this young man's history when he was even as young as 7 or 8 years old. These problems were evident. So how are we going to deal with that?
This is Lynn Harrison, and we're just going to say we're going to close the show with a song. So thank you very much, all of you, for listening this week.
Virginia, that we didn't learn long before. You come seeking wisdom and wonder, yet evil can walk through your your door. What can we learn from Virginia? What did the newspapers say? What are the names we'll remember? What is the tape we'll replay? Virginia, what will we learn? Virginia, what will we learn? What will we learn from Virginia? What are we studying now? The state of the human condition, the darkness one heart will allow. What can we take from Virginia? Test of our faith and forgiveness, the measure of courage and hate. Virginia, what can we learn? Virginia, what can we learn? Virginia, when will this world understand? A victim turns into a killer when he gets a gun in his hand. What can we learn from Virginia? Up here apart from the fray, can we learn to protect one another? Look away, Virginia. What can we learn, Virginia? What can we learn?